Caregiver Mercy Nungongo runs a small soup kitchen from a tiny shack. She buys the ingredients with her own money and makes sure that TB patients have something to eat before taking their medicine.
They know if I'm taking something, this thing is going to help to them. They believe in me.
TB has a firm grip on the township of Kyalicia on the outskirts of Cape Town. Patients at the community clinic say despite being sick, they are hopeful. The clinic has seen an increase in the number of people with multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, or MDR-TB. It's a virulent strain that occurs when a person with TB fails to complete the 6 to 9 month course of medication or catches TB from another person who is ill with the drug-resistant strain. The problem? It often takes more than 2 months to diagnose MDR-TB. Dr. Sweetness Sawendi treats TB patients at SciSea Clinic.
So it would be really great if you could have a vaccine, or if you can't have the vaccine, then if you could diagnose the TB as soon as possible, preferably within the same day.
On the other side of town, scientists are working on a genetic test they hope will cut the time it takes to diagnose MDR-TB from 70 days to 2 days. Their work dovetails with research at the South African Tuberculosis Vaccine Initiative. Here, Dr. Sizulu Moyo and other researchers are trying to develop vaccines to prevent TB.
Prospects are good. There are a lot of players that is coming. There's a lot of support from organizations like the WHO. And I think that creates, you know, a good environment where people can work and actually make progress in getting a new vaccine.
While researchers continue work on vaccines, the key is to raise awareness around treating TB.
The World Health Organization aims to reduce by half the number of people who die from tuberculosis by the year 2015. And communities like Kyalicia are key. Here, care at home and in a clinic helps people follow through on their treatments.
No one today need died of TB. No child should see the life of a mother or father destroyed by a disease that is completely curable. We need to challenge governments, decision makers, and community leaders to stand together to fight TB, and more importantly, to one day wipe out this devastating disease.
And it's people like Gladys Naxa, says Dr. Marcos Espinal of the Stop TB Partnership, who would benefit. She has MDR-TB and is now dependent on Mercy Nungongo for medicine. It's vital that Gladys completes the course of up to 2 years of pills and injections. If she lapses, she could infect 10 to 15 people a year, one or two of whom may develop full-blown TB or MDR-TB. But while the medication can be unpleasant, Naxa is already noticing the difference it makes.
Before the treatment, I couldn't even walk. I was hopeless. Now after treatment, I can even go to the toilet. I can go to the shop. I can do little things.
It's the little things that Mercy Nungongo and her helpers do best for their patients. But those little things make a big difference. For VOA News, I'm Deborah Doherty in Kyalicia, South Africa.